George Conway implies wife Kellyanne hasn't figured out she doesn't need Trump. By Joshua Kaplan on January 16, 2019. Attorney George Conway on Wednesday implied that his wife, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, has not yet figured out that she doesn't need President Donald Trump for anything. Reacting to New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman's tweet in which she claimed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has leverage over the president as the partial government shutdown rolls on, Conway tweeted, "No one needs him. It's just that some people haven't figured it out yet." This is not the first instance in which Conway has made a veiled reference to his wife's role in the administration. Last month, Conway seemingly suggested that President Trump doesn't deserve loyalty from his inner circle, including Kellyanne. "Truer words were never spoken," he tweeted in response to former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen telling ABC's George Stephanopoulos that the president does not deserve loyalty in his first interview since he was sentenced to 3 years in prison for tax fraud and making false statements to a bank. Conway, once under consideration to be a top official at the Department of Justice, launched a group in November aimed at encouraging conservative lawyers to speak out against President Trump. "We believe in the rule of law, the power of truth, the independence of the criminal justice system, the imperative of individual rights and the necessity of civil discourse," reads the mission statement of Check and Balances. "We believe these principles apply regardless of the party or persons in power." At least a dozen right-leaning lawyers, including former Governor Tom Ridge, RPA, and exacting Attorney General Pete D. Keisler are signees of the group's founding document. Speaking to the New York Times, Conway said his aspirations for Check and Balances is to be a counterbalance to the Federalist Society, a legal group he admires, but said the perception out there that conservative lawyers have essentially sold their souls for judges and regulatory reform. "We just want to be a voice speaking out, and to encourage others to speak out," he told the newspaper. According to Keisler, the group was created with the goal of stirring debate concerning President Trump's agenda. Conway, now a litigator for the New York City-based law firm Wachtell, Lipton, Rosen, and Katz, has written several opinion editorials arguing against moves undertaken by President Trump, including the appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general, which he described as unconstitutional and illegal.